connect C-Mobile.
It does.
Coon!
I was down in the garage and I thought I heard the radio go off.
Another one in the books.
I'll be done for the week.
Chapter.
New chapters, and that as the days go along this month for sure.
Prosperous day.
I have to go back to work. Season's working me too hard in the yard here.
Yeah, them honeydews, they'll knock you out for a loop, man. I think a full day of honeydews kill me.
I'm pretty stiff right now. Drive careful. Should be a lot less cars out there with all the stuff closing down.
Traffic has really been nice, and gas prices have really been nice. I'll put it that way.
Now we gotta decontaminate before we can start back up.
Are you talking about the one over on 20 over there?
Distracted, what you got going on?
Now and then cook a couple of steaks on the grill, and that's going to be it for the evening.
Oh, that sounds like a good evening. Listen, have you heard anything else from South Carolina?
Watching the news, we've been outside all day. I'm talking about all day. Since I talked to you on the radio, I've been outside all day.
Need to get back to work.
But I need to go back to work for a rest.
Interested in finding out what the caseload was by the end of this day.
Yesterday was 504 in South Carolina and 7 deaths. Georgia yesterday, as of yesterday afternoon, about the edge of dark, had 1,257 with 40 deaths. I don't know what the total drives to today, but they're saying by tomorrow, at 8 p.m. tomorrow night, that the governor of South Carolina is supposed to be doing the shutdown thing.
Well, where did you hear that?
That's my plan over here in Anderson. The guy that was out on the dock with me said the governor and him was supposed to be talking about it and supposed to let us know something by tonight or tomorrow or what they're going to do. Said it's supposed to be scheduled for 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Or he might have been tonight. I mean, I don't know. But said it's supposed to be back on the news later on.
I'm sure that if it kept going like it was, we'd be at 8,000 May 1st.
Yesterday, but we got a mandatory meeting amongst all of our technicians and mechanics at the door company in the morning to find out how this thing is going to affect us as a team, you know. So we don't know what that's going to be about yet. Our big bosses that's over all of us have been on the phone for a couple hours doing conference calls. Every office had somebody sitting on the phone on a conference call today about all this stuff, so we're going to find out in the morning what that means for us.
Who do you work for?
Alpha Operating Entry Systems is a garage door company, a global garage door company. People that own this in Finland, and they have places over there, places over here. They do any type of entry systems as far as alarms, garage doors, dock equipment, different things. But the company I'm working out of right now is Southeastern Dock and Door over in Donaldson Center.
Cowboy owns them?
Cowboy owns Southeastern Dock and Door. They are swapping all the trucks over. green stripe and a gray stripe or something through it. It's going to say Alpha Alpoy and Southeastern Cockadore.
Wow, you know, you guys have worked for us with ATEC Services. I work over at ATEC Services.
I thought your voice sounded familiar. Yeah, I used to bring this truck over all the time and drop it off, truck 33, or truck 34. And I used to have another big truck. I used to have the one that had the Duramax diesel in it. It looked like the U-Haul trucks. That's the one that the injectors kept going out of.
Here when you were talking to Ken, where have I talked to you before, but that was it. I remember you now. Listen, we saw a Greenville overhead door, are they a part of Vossi Obloy?
Negative. Overhead door is still overhead door. See, when we got closed up, we was right around the corner from y'all. I mean, we just got bought out with Alpha Alpoy, so we had to change the name. When they found out, we was in the process of selling out, when Overhead Door Corporation in Asheville found out, well, they pulled their telephone number away from us. They took the 277-9460 number and gave it to D.H. Pace, Overhead Door, D.H. Pace, over in Simpsonville off of Georgia Road. It's between where 276 comes out right there coming out of Malden. It's between that and Georgia Road on the right there headed towards Columbia. But we had to take down everything, man. The big old Overhead Door logo that's on their building over there, we had to take everything down and ship it to them. And we just about fell off the map. We went from $11 million a year to about $4 million a year. Climbed back up, we was up to about seven, almost $8 million a year. And then they went in and bought Southeastern Dock and Door. So all of us commercial guys is moved into Southeastern Dock and Door Dawson Center now. All the commercial service and the commercial install. Residential is still in our building over there on P&N Drive. But they're supposed to be closing that building around the end of the year, is what they've been saying. Build up a big building somewhere and put everybody in one big building.
That makes sense. Listen, aren't you guys at least the commercial side considered an essential service?
That's what we've been trying to discuss between all of us in the field, but we don't know. I don't know if they're going to rate us at that. I mean, if they are, we'll probably still get to work, but if not, I don't know what they're going to rate us at. You know, I'm thinking that's what the conference call in the morning is going to be about. KN Moore, UBG.
Yeah, the truck shops, they're considered essential services, so we'll stay open.
Good thing, man. I've been talking to a few people, and I'm sure there's probably people on here that's going to agree with me, you know, and, I mean, we've been through a lot more than this. I mean, if you pull up the rates as far as the flu, the H1N1, stuff that we've done been through, and we've never closed for none of that stuff. You know, and they say this right here is no different than pneumonia on steroids. You know, that's what they were saying on the TV the other day. But the only sad thing is about it, I don't think they have a cure for it here. China is supposed to have a cure for it. But we're supposed to be so close to China, how come we ain't got that cure yet?
Wanting to think because Trump keeps hammering the phrase the China virus, I'm wanting to think that maybe China's not being cooperative with us for some reason. And they are supposed to have released some medications, they talked about it into New York, and we're supposed to find out something about them over the next week or two, I guess, whether that's effective or not. I mean, they've had some success with it, but that, well, especially that one individual who was on his deathbed and recovered.
That'd be a really good thing if they, you know, if they can get that going. I mean, you know, I mean, I didn't even hear nothing about that one, so I mean, that's, you know, that's a good sign there, you know. But the sad thing is, man, that's just like, you know, I don't know if y'all go to church and stuff, I mean, we do, but, you know, they always talk about they're not going to shut down none of the churches or anything like that. You know, the churches will always be open and be behind you for anything. But what's the first thing they shut down? That's what me and my wife were talking about yesterday.
Church, pretty faithfully, we, you know, they, you know, I guess, especially congregations with older people, the problem is this thing has got a death rate of 1 out of 6 in that upper elderly range. And the one thing about this virus they were saying is that it does permanent damage to the lungs. And I'm not sure, you know, I'm not a doctor or biologist or chemist or anything like that. I'm not sure what is what. I mean, that's just what they're telling us. But, yeah, I hated that. Now, we upload our sermons to sermonaudio.com, but this doesn't have the same dynamics as actually meeting and worshiping together as a corporate body.
Well, I mean, I was just putting that out there, you know. I mean, that's something we was talking about the other day, or actually yesterday. Actually, it was Wednesday when we brought that subject up. You know, they talk about, you know, we all need to hold together as a church and all, and, you know, that didn't happen, you know. That just blew my mind, but which, I mean, I understand where they're coming from. But like a buddy of mine said too, that goes to church, you know, the elderly people that could catch this could be at home, but everybody else could still be at church. I mean, wouldn't be no different else out here working, you know what I'm saying?
One of the things we considered, you know, a good many of us, I mean, well, we are going to work each and every day. We're trying to take special precautions in distancing and hygiene to prevent from getting it or spreading it, but you never know, man. You just never know. One of the tellers at my bank dealt with a guy who ended up turning positive. They did a bank transaction, and then later that afternoon, I did one with her. She calls me. She had to get the test. She's in self-quarantine, and, you know, what do you do? I called my doctor and asked them, you know, what do you do? Of course, they said if you're not showing any symptoms, you don't need no test, but they just said, you know, you need to be careful around other people.
What I said about us, man, you know, the rate in North Carolina is higher than ours right now, but they've only had one death so far, you know, but the thing about it is, where did we come back from today? You know, you're not supposed to be leaving the state. And what did they send us through today? And yesterday. I was in Weaverville yesterday. West of Asheville. And today I was in Hendersonville. So, I mean, you know, they're sending us out there into the places where it's at, you know?
Just got to be careful. You're on your own, man. I mean, you just got to treat as if everybody has it. That's the only thing we've been doing. So, man, I hate that. You know, Pennsylvania, I think they locked their borders down.
They're talking about going to us, man, putting us all on quarantine. But I don't know, man. I don't know how it's going to go. I don't think the worst of it's here yet. You know, and the sad thing is, I mean, what's people going to do that's got, you know, jobs and require on them jobs every day? I mean, I know unemployment's out there, but still, even down to unemployment, I mean, it's not going to pay everything, you know?
Kevin needs to to be quarantined for other reasons. KB4CBA. Vacuum it out right now. I just had to throw that in there. Y'all go ahead. I just had to give you a hard time, Kevin. I'm glad to hear you're out and about.
To it in the next coming days. KN4TFW.
So you just count the number of tests listed as just automatically being positive?
Doing a test to anybody that they didn't think had it, they were pretty sure that you had it. And so, I mean, if all those people had it, that'd be another 1,600. But ain't no telling for sure. You know, some people could be a false positive or something, but they just got such a big backlog of tests.
Let me let you guys in on something. My granddaughter, I thought she had it. Turns out she did not. She had strep throat. That's what was told to the mama. So, I'm staying away from my granddaughter for a few days until she can get over her strep throat. A false report. So, Spartanburg has had one case that was admitted to the hospital, confirmed, 2.5 weeks ago. Beyond that, there's been no new cases in Spartanburg County, to my knowledge. So I'm wondering why Spartanburg County would have to be shut down with the rest of the state in total.
I know that we had one confirmed at the plant, and one, we're pretty sure that he's got it because his girlfriend's got it. And that, but so we had to shut the plant down to decontaminate.
Which plant?
Down in Piedmont called Fabri-Kal. We make plastic containers.
Ah, yeah, okay. Well, then that's probably reported in the Anderson County statistics then. How many was in Anderson County?
Yeah, we're actually in Greenville County. The plant is.
Anderson County. Greenville 11. Spartanburg 5.
Company's new total is 19.
The DAC website has the new positive ones found, I guess,
Spartanburg's new total is 9 confirmed.
I thought it was 48, so I guess that's up 2 from a couple of days ago. So that sounds about right.
Off of that Corona or COVID-19 map, I'm headed home, but I pulled over and just looked at those real quick. I mean, it is kind of alarming statewide. If you look at that map, man, it is on the eastern seaboard like crazy. The governor is going to end up doing, but this is KK4NXE.
CKM4DDQ.
William.
I forgot to ask you when you were over here the other day, you were asking about that container I had sitting on the stove that's full of honey. Did you and Shelly need any honey?
I'd be glad to trade you for some honey or buy some honey from you.
I think I might need 6 paper clips. If you got any paper clips, I might use 1 or 2 of them. But, yeah, if you want to stop by, I'll run over and I'll pour you a couple bottles.
Hey, I'll stop in. I've got, I can't stay but like 30 seconds. I got a guy at my house waiting to pay me some money for a trailer I'm selling.
I'll keep our mouths closed, and I'll just have it all set for you.
Hey, now I can only dig up about 4 paper clips.
Owe me 3 extra for interest.
Okay. I'll see you shortly, KK4NXE.
AM4DDQ, clear.
Otherwise, go to the other patient.
I just don't know if you could pull it off. Clear on your final.